Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94. WIP, Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show here on a Football Friday. We've got a lot to get to. Eagles, Jets on Sunday up in MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands. We'll get to the game. Thoughts, picks later on, some guests, Steve Fezzik. We got NFL stuff and a Sixers game tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. So a lot to touch on tonight. But we got to start with the biggest story right now around the Eagles, and it is the ambiguity, that's the word I'll use, the uncertainty around if Jalen Hurts is going to play or not. A couple days ago, I said, if Jalen Hurts isn't healthy, he shouldn't play. This is why you have a backup quarterback in Gardner Minshew, and I still believe that. And today, Nick Sirianni did not make it sound like it is a lock at all that Jalen Hurts plays. But despite what I said the other night about, yes, they should put a healthier quarterback out there versus a non-healthy quarterback, that I believe. It doesn't mean this is a good thing for the Philadelphia Eagles. In fact, I think it's a bad thing. And as I look at the game on Sunday, I know, and you know, Howard was on with us a couple nights this week, and he kind of laughed at the Jets, poo-pooed the Jets. We all could do that, right? The Jets have never beaten the Eagles. I mean, if there's one city that's going to laugh at the Jets more than any other city, it's this one. We have never watched the Philadelphia Eagles lose to the New York Jets, ever in the history of the league. So any thought that this could be an upset or something crazy could happen, I know it doesn't exist in your mind. And I look at the game on Sunday, and I say if Gardner Minshew has to play, if he's the only healthy quarterback available to play and start on Sunday, and Jalen Hurts is ruled out, if that happens, and it certainly could, I'm not feeling great because I believe the Eagles' offense will be worse with Gardner Minshew. Worse. And like what I'm saying right now shouldn't come off as a crazy thing. He's the backup quarterback. Inherently, he should be worse. But I've noticed a lot, and I have felt a lot. And the other night when we had the conversation about who should start if Jalen is banged up, you know, we had a lot of callers say, yeah, I'm curious to what this will look like with Gardner Minshew. I wonder what it'll look like with Gardner Minshew. I don't, because I think I know. Not great. Gardner Minshew is not going to improve this offense. There is a reason Gardner Minshew is a backup quarterback. There's a reason that Gardner Minshew was a sixth-round pick. There's a reason why after playing in the NFL for 2 years, he was traded for a sixth-round pick. Gardner Minshew's not very good. And I'm not trying to sit here and tell you that Jalen Hurts is an all-pro. He's not either. He's trying to find his way in the NFL. But there's something that Jalen Hurts brings to this offense that Gardner Minshew does not bring to the offense, and that is his legs. The entire Eagles offense right now runs off of Jalen Hurts' legs. Everything, the run game, Jalen in the run game, and even most of the drop-back pass game goes off of Jalen Hurts' legs. And I look at the game on Sunday, and if we're going to watch Gardner Minshew out there, I believe the Eagles offense will be worse. This team has averaged about 25 points per game. I don't think they're getting 25 points with Gardner Minshew at quarterback on Sunday. 215-592-9494. As I look at this, and I understand there is a feeling and a kind of a curiosity factor because the pass game for the Eagles has been below average this year. Often it has been poor. It's been inefficient. It's not been, you know, the rhythm to this passing offense has not progressed the way I think any of us have wanted, the way Jalen Hurts has wanted, the way Sirianni has wanted. I mean, the game ended last week with a drop from last year's first-round pick. And this year's first-round pick throwing his helmet. So, I mean, the pass game obviously isn't right now. I think we all can see that. But I don't have any good conviction to believe that Gardner Minshew coming in is going to change things considerably. And we just might get it. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from the head coach today as we start discussing whether or not this offense will be better or worse with Gardner Minshew in there. Because I get the sense today listening to Nick Sirianni that it's not even close to a lock that Jalen Hurts is the starter on Sunday. Here is what Nick Sirianni had to say when asked.
We still got time to make that decision. Jalen's questionable. But we still have a little less than 48 hours to let the body heal, see what's going on, even a little bit more. So that it's an unknown right now.
It's an unknown right now. Let the body heal. Less than 48 hours to figure this out. That doesn't sound like there's much conviction there from the Eagles head coach. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. I think the Eagles offense will be worse without Jalen Hurts on Sunday. And that is with acknowledging it's not been very good. You know, it's not been great. It's been spotty, up and down, good moments, a lot of bad moments, and a lot of moments where it makes you wonder what else could this offense look like. But I don't think this is going to be better with Gardner Minshew out there. Number one, the offense is driven by Jalen Hurts' legs. Like, Gardner Minshew, although he's got some mobility to him, he's not a statue back there, the run game doesn't exist the way it exists the last 5-6 weeks without Jalen Hurts' legs. Bottom line, he ran for 77 yards last week, and every time I watch the run game now, it's not just that it's him running. You know, these are not separate plays. Regular run plays, Jalen Hurts run plays. It's all within the context of the offense. The run game all goes off of defenses being afraid that Jalen Hurts is going to keep the ball and run. So they keep the defensive end. They crash the defensive end. They don't look at the running back. They kind of hold the linebacker for an extra second, and it's made Jordan Howard look better than he is. It's made Miles Sanders look better than he is. It's made Boston Scott look better than he is. You put Gardner Minshew back there, I don't believe this running game is as efficient or as dynamite as it's been. So then, okay, well, maybe the run game won't be as good without Jalen Hurts. Well, the passing game sure will be better, right? Because Gardner Minshew's a better thrower. All right. Well, what is he throwing to on Sunday? Like, really, what are the Eagles' weapons? I know this was a big conversation in this city the last couple years when the last quarterback struggled. We talked about the weapons. Were they good enough? I mean, I think we can all be honest. The Eagles still have a bottom five wide receiving core in the NFL. Bottom five. DeVonta Smith has shown some nice promise as a rookie. I like DeVonta Smith. Don't love him, but I like him. He's going to be a good player. Jalen Reagor? He might be the worst starting wide receiver in the NFL. And Quez Watkins makes a play once every 3 weeks, and I think he could be more, but he's not right now. That's the wide receiving core on Sunday? And when they put Greg Ward out there, he'll drop a pass by the goal line. So Gardner Minshew, who's a backup quarterback, has to come in and use and try to throw to one of the worst wide receiving cores in the entire NFL. Not exactly a recipe for success here. And let's not forget, what is Gardner Minshew? I mean, Gardner Minshew was drafted in the sixth round. Got a chance to play as a rookie because Nick Foles got hurt and broke his collarbone the first week of the season. And then last year when he came into a season as a starter for the first time, he went 1-7 before losing his job. And then when he was going to be traded this year because the Jaguars got the number one overall pick and they took Trevor Lawrence, so obviously they're going to try to get something for this former starter they had. It made sense. It wasn't really a knock on him. It just was, well, he's never going to play there again, so trade him. Okay. And they put him on the market. And the Eagles got him for a sixth-round pick. Like, what are we talking about with Gardner Minshew? This isn't a guy with much pedigree. It's a guy with much success in terms of wins and losses in the NFL. He's a backup quarterback that got to play a little bit on a bad football team. And now asking him to come in here with a team that doesn't have a really efficient group of weapons to throw to or a really good group of weapons to throw to, a passing game that all kind of evolves off of Jalen Hurts' legs, and to ask him just to hand the ball off when the team they're facing will know he's not going to really run it, this doesn't feel like a recipe for success to me. 215-592-9494. I know there's a lot of curiosity out there. What would this offense look like with Gardner Minshew? Are the pass game struggles because Jalen Hurts doesn't have a strong enough arm? What do we got? Maybe there's something there with Gardner Minshew. Maybe we find out something about Nick Sirianni's offense. I don't have those feelings. You know what I have? I have some worry about this game on Sunday if it's Minshew, because I believe the offense will be worse. The Eagles are averaging 25 points per game. I don't think they're going to go to play the Jets, and I know the Jets are bad, and rack up 27 or 30 or 33 points with Gardner Minshew back there. 2-1. I hope I'm wrong. 215-592-9494. And one last thing before we go to the phone lines on all this. It's not like, Minshew or Hurts this weekend has the complete stable of running backs to just line it up and run the ball 35 or 40 times. Has anyone noticed Jordan Howard is not practiced again this week? He's going to be out. How about Boston Scott? He's out with an illness. He hopefully will play, but he didn't practice again today. Miles Sanders? The next time Miles Sanders shows he can hold up for 20 or 25 carries in the NFL will be the first time. So what are we talking about here? What is the running game if there's no Jalen Hurts? It's a fragile Miles Sanders. It is a sick Boston Scott, and it is Kenny Gainwell. That's the running game on Sunday. So if the Jets line up and stop that running game or slow that running game down, and there's no Jalen Hurts as part of the running game because he's not playing, we're going to say, hey, Gardner, go get him. Go throw to Jalen Reagor. We'll be all right. No big deal. 215-592-9494. That is how everyone gets in tonight. Let's talk about this. Will the Eagles' offense be better or worse if Gardner Minshew is the quarterback on Sunday? I say it'll be worse. This is the opponent is a really soft landing spot for Gardner Minshew, but the whole situation is not great. It's a run-based team without their running quarterback, with their running backs banged up, and a poor wide receiving core. That doesn't feel like it's set up for success for Gardner Minshew. Tucker, what do you think? Better or worse, this Eagles offense, if we see Minshew on Sunday?
I mean, I said before the season, and I still believe today, if you had to win one football game, I would take Gardner Minshew over Jalen Hurts. I think Gardner Minshew is a far superior passer of the football. He's shown in the NFL, and he's shown in his two-plus seasons in the NFL that he is more than capable as a passer. He's probably an above-average quarterback. Conservatively, I would say he's a top 20 NFL quarterback, which is something that I'm not sure you can say about Jalen Hurts, even though he has played well in recent weeks. I don't know how it could get worse, quite honestly. I understand that this is an offense built around Jalen Hurts' legs in the running game, but quite honestly, there is no running game this week, right? If Miles Sanders is still banged up, if Jordan Howard isn't there, I mean, if Nick Sirianni's idea, even with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, is to run the ball 45 times, I just don't know where those carries are coming through, right? So no matter what, I think of this game and I think of this game plan as being sort of a pass-heavy game plan, and I think, quite honestly, against the Jets, you can get away with that because this team is that bad that you can experiment and you can do different things that you haven't done with success before and get away with it. But when I look at Gardner Minshew, I mean, he's more than capable of running the ball. He's averaged 30 yards a game for his career on the ground. He's played well at times in Jacksonville. He got benched last year in Jacksonville because he was too good and they wanted to tank to try and get Trevor Lawrence, which we know now was a mistake. Quite honestly, I think he gives them a better shot to win, not just next week, but really any game this year.
Well, you say he got benched because he was too good. I mean, they were 1-7 in his starts. He was doing the job to tank on his own. Right?
Yeah, but that wasn't his fault.
No,
do you really think Mike Glennon gave them a better chance to win than Gardner Minshew?
I don't, and I get your point, but it's not like he was winning games when he was in there. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Tucker thinks the Eagles' offense will be better if Gardner Minshew has to play. I say absolutely not. This is a run-based offense, and the running quarterback might not be out there. And I understand Minshew had some mobility, but, you know, my eyes told me when I watched him play, it was more in the scramble game, and he can move around. Like, it wasn't designed runs. Like, the couple plays last week where they ran basically, you know, Hurts through the tackle box, right? He was running like a running back on those plays. Gardner Minshew's not running those plays.
He's a willing runner, though.
He's a willing runner. Yeah,
I think he has the personality of someone who could do it.
I think that's a great...
Would it be successful? Maybe not, but he'd love the opportunity.
Sure he would. I think that's a great adjective for Gardner Minshew. Willing. Successful is a different word. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go to the phones here, I want to play this for you because I think it's important to kind of just realize this because it is what the offense is. Greg Cosell, NFL Films, what he does for a living is break down the film on these things. Listen to what he says, this was this week, about the Eagles' offense. What is the Eagles' offense? Here's Greg Cosell.
30,000 feet worldview is that this is an offense that is now built on Jalen Hurts as a runner. This is not a passing offense. It's built on Jalen Hurts as a runner. They're adding layers to the design quarterback run game. They're adding layers to what they do formationally in the backfield and how they get to multiple and different run game concepts. That's who they are right now because Jalen Hurts is not a natural passer.
So, he's not wrong. I mean, I agree with what he said. And you want to say it's a knock on Hurts? That's fine. But the reality is this offense that Gardner Minshew has to parachute into is a running offense. You know, it took Nick Sirianni, what, 8 weeks, 10 weeks to figure out to run the football? You think in a week he can flip this offense and design, you know, smart, efficient passing concepts for a different kind of quarterback? We really trust Sirianni to do this on the fly? I mean, the Jets might be so bad they get away with it, but I don't think this offense is going to look particularly good on Sunday if it is Gardner Minshew in there. Gary is up on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Gary. What do you think on this?
The reason I called was about, I had two things. Jalen Reagor had a comment about the parents' issue with sayings that they tell their children. But as far as Minshew and Jalen Hurts, if Jalen Hurts can't run up and down the field like he does, then I think they should put in Minshew, and then Jalen will have 2 weeks to get better.
I agree with you, Gary. I mean, I agree with that thought, and that's probably what they have to do. Do you think the offense will be better with Minshew?
I don't know. I don't think it'll be better when Jalen's playing really good. It might be better than he put, you know, than the way he played last week.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be hard to be worse than that. Gary, I appreciate the. I mean, it would be hard to be worse than what Jalen was last week. He had a bad game. But overall, this season, the Eagles have averaged about 25 points per game with Jalen Hurts as their quarterback. I don't think they're getting over that with Gardner Minshew on Sunday. And I'm saying that knowing they're going up against the Jets, who are putrid. I don't think this offense is going to suddenly erupt for 30 points on Sunday because Gardner Minshew's pulling the trigger at quarterback. I don't see that. This is not an offense that even has great options in the passing game. Like, how often do you watch these dropbacks when Hurts is a thrower and say, wow, he's open, what a concept? I mean, we rarely say that. I mean, we were with Zapruder filming the last play of the game, and people were screaming and yelling because Devontae Smith had a step short of the sticks. This is what we're, like, dreaming of here. This is the passing game that Sirianni has created right now. It's not great. I mean, Hurts has not been efficient enough. And last week he was bad. We all know that. But for the most part, it's not like, you know, they're leaving touchdowns on the field in the passing game. Maybe early in the season, there were some against the Chiefs and a couple other games, the 49ers, but the last 5 or 6 weeks, that's not what the offense is. It's a running offense. You take the running quarterback out of it and you put a backup quarterback in. I don't think we're getting a better offense with Gardner Minshew. Do you? Joe is up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I hope I get my birthday wish this weekend. If Jalen Hurts is out, man, you know, I hope Minshew goes in there and does his job. You know, he's a backup for a reason. You know, just like Nick Foles came in there and won some games for us. I just think that, you know, more so, you know, Minshew is going to have a good game if he does play. It's going to be more so the defense, stopping these guys, taking the ball away, you know, getting a couple fumbles or interceptions in that game in order for us to win the game. You know, but I think that we're going to be fine. You know, the Jets is not like a threat, like, you know.
Well, you know what, Joe, I think I think they'll be fine. So when your phone was breaking up a little bit, Joe, I appreciate your phone call. I think they'll be fine in that I doubt the Jets are going to, you know, I mean, the Jets stink. Let's just put it that way. The Jets are a bad football team, and I don't think that the Eagles are necessarily going to lose the game if Gardner Minshew has to play. I think they could get through this game. It's why I said the other night if Hurts is hurting, that this is why you have a backup quarterback. But it doesn't mean I think it's going to look better or they're going to score more points or it's going to be a, you know, all of a sudden they light it up. I don't think that's going to happen. And also, I will point out on the whole thing about they're playing the Jets. I mean, the Eagles only have two more wins than the Jets. I mean, like, the Jets aren't the Lions. The Jets beat the Bengals earlier this year. The Jets beat the Titans earlier this season. I mean, the Jets have some wins at home this year against some pretty good teams that you could say are better than the Eagles right now. So the idea that, oh, whatever, we'll just experiment this week. I mean, are the Eagles good enough to be experimenting against anyone not named the Lions?
No, so what I would do is start a quarterback who has previously beaten the Jets in his career, maybe one who threw for 280 yards and 3 touchdowns as a rookie. Does that sound good to you?
No, because Jalen Hurts hasn't even had a chance to play the Jets yet. Plus, it doesn't even... Any Eagles quarterback could be the Jets. Don't you know your history? 11-0 against the New York Jets. Let's talk to Mad Mike in King of Prussia. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What are you thinking on this?
First off, I want to point out that this five games that everybody says Jalen Hurts played really well, he went for 54% completion percentage and 143 yards passing. If you subtract, all he does is he's just a runner. All he is a runner, and we need to be honest with ourselves about who this guy is. And you know what I want? I want chaos. So I hope Gardner plays. I hope he throws for like 350 yards. I hope Jalen Reagor has 175 yards receiving. And I hope it just creates this whole controversy. And then they magically say, oh, Jalen's hurt worse than we thought. And they just bench him that way. And like they just started a whole nother – because that was – you know how much fun that would be? Like, it would be so much fun just for that kind of chaos and controversy again. Like, that's what I'm looking for. Because, I think this team's a joke. I think Howie Roseman's a joke. And at this point, I just want to laugh at it. So I hope that's what happens.
Well, selfishly, at WIP, we always want quarterback controversy, right? That's what we do around here. But I mean, wait a second, Mike. I know your feelings on Howie, but if Minshew plays well, you got to give Howie a little pat on the back. That's a good trade.
No, man. And this idea that we constantly have to give Howie Roseman credit for everything that he does, like he brought in a quarterback that basically alienated his star quarterback, and then he left. And we took a $39 million cap hit because of it. And then he brings in this other guy that's a fan favorite because he's just like this weird dude with a mustache that he knows putting him on there is going to start having these kinds of talks. This guy's a moron. And, like, I don't know if he just does this because he likes chaos just like me, but these are the dumbest moves ever. So I'm tired of everybody trying to backdoor give Howie Roseman credit for every dumb thing that he does.
Well, I mean, maybe you and him are more alike than you think. Mike, appreciate the phone call, but that's maybe Mike's worst nightmare. Mike, we always appreciate it. Mike, for King of Prussia and Howie, one and the same. They both like chaos. I mean, if there's enough people out there like Tucker who think Minshew's the second coming of some sort of star quarterback, then you have to give Howie credit for that because he got him for free in the offseason, in the summer before the season started. 215-592-9494. I know what happens around here. Like I said, I've been part of it. I was on the Nick Foles train when it was time to be on the Nick Foles train. We have like this addiction in this city to the backup quarterback. We always assume the backup's better than the starter. That's not always true. Not always. Sometimes there's something to it. Nick Foles, Carson Wentz, there was something to that. The team played better with the backup. Jeff Garcia had a heck of a run in 2006. But you know what? A.J. Feely wasn't better than Donovan McNabb. He wasn't. It's not always. It's not an every time because it's the backup quarterback of the Eagles. They're suddenly going to play well when they come in. It's not an always thing. Plus, let's also be real. Some of these things in the past, when we've had these moments, it was Andy Reid coaching. Andy Reid could coach any quarterback to success. I believe that. It was also Doug Peterson who had a long familiarity with Nick Foles and what he could do. The sudden trust that Nick Sirianni, who like Tucker two nights ago said, it took the guy 8 weeks to figure out to run the football with Jalen Hurts. In the course of 3 days, he's going to flip this to a passing offense and it's going to look good? I doubt it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on this Friday night. It sounds like that there's a real chance Gardner Minshew might have to start on Sunday because Jalen Hurts' ankle is not well enough to get out there. Do you think this Eagles offense would be better with Gardner Minshew? I don't. I think it'll be worse. It is a run-based offense, losing one of its best runners, and the Jets are going to realize this right away and make this guy beat him with his arm against a very, very, I'd say, poor group of wide receivers. 215-592-9494. It is how you hop in. Jalen Hurts, Gardner Minshew. Could come down to Sunday for a game-time decision. I believe the offense will be worse with Minshew. Tucker thinks it will be better. Where do you stand? We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.